sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, welcome to the Winners' Sporting Edge.
Yes, welcome to another edition of the Sporting Edge, another way that RSN 927 and the TAB are talking and promoting sports betting aplenty. And Trent Langscale takes our call this morning. How are you, Trent?
Going well. And yourself, Andrew?
Doing okay. Now, speaking of doing okay, Melbourne City are going okay. Not so Melbourne Victory. Let's start with A-League football. Differing seasons so far for the two Melbourne teams.
That is right. They're polar opposites at the moment. So Melbourne City, they've had a tremendous start to the season with them winning their first four matches in the A-League. But you have a look at Melbourne Victory, and well, they're winless after four rounds. They had a couple of losses to start the season, and it's then been followed by a couple of draws. So they'll be desperate to get their first maximum points of the season. And there's a fair disparity in the games between Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory. Andrew, and we'll start off with tomorrow night at Amy Park, where undoubtedly we have the match of the season, even though it is only the fifth round. But we do have a Melbourne City up against Sydney FC. We've remarked about Melbourne City, they've won their first four matches. Well, Sydney FC, the defending grand final winners, they're going pretty well. They are unbeaten in their first four matches. They've had the three wins and a draw. So in the market at present, we have Melbourne City $3, the draw at $3.50, and Sydney FC $2.20. In their last seven meetings, they've each won twice. So they're pretty even in terms of the matchups in recent history there, Andrew. They have already met this season in the FFA Cup. They played in the quarterfinal at Leichhardt Oval, and Sydney FC won that 2-0. But just looking last year, well, including the FFA Cup final, when they played each other, they met on four occasions. Sydney FC won a couple of the matches, but Melbourne City's win, that was in the FFA Cup final at Amy Park, they won 1-0. So an absolute beauty to start round five of the A-League tomorrow night. Melbourne City against Sydney FC, with Melbourne City $3, the draw $3.50, and Sydney FC at $2.20. Then we'll get to the Saturday night matches. There are a couple of these. The first one, a little bit later than usual, a 7:50 start at McDonald Jones Home Stadium there, with Newcastle up against Wellington. And then you've got Newcastle $1.95, the draw at $3.60, and Wellington also $3.60. Newcastle, they've been a surprise packet so far. They haven't tasted defeat in the first four rounds of the A-League. They've had two wins and the two draws, but Wellington not going as well. They're winless in their first four A-League matches. They've had a couple of draws and a couple of losses. So Newcastle looking to go better at home. They have played twice there so far this season, just a couple of draws. So they'll be looking to get the win there against Wellington on Saturday night. And then with the time difference, it'll be 10 o'clock on Saturday night when Perth meet Adelaide United at NIB Stadium. And you've got Perth $2.05, the draw $3.50, and Adelaide United at $3.25. Perth just the one win and the one draw as well in their first four A-League matches. And Adelaide United, they lost to Melbourne City last week, and that was their first loss of the season. They'd had one win and two draws prior to that. So Perth at home, $2.05 there on Saturday night at 10 o'clock there, Andrew. Just the one match on Sunday, 5 o'clock at Suncorp Stadium, where Brisbane are up against Central Coast. And Brisbane at $2, the draw at $4, and Central Coast $3.20. And Brisbane even money favourites, despite the fact that they're winless after the first four rounds. They've just had the one draw and three losses. But that's also the same case for Central Coast. They've only had the 1 point so far in four matches this season. And Brisbane have a tremendous record against Central Coast. They're undefeated in their last nine A-League encounters, and eight of them have been wins. So a tough task there for Central Coast to get their first win of the season on Sunday. And then Melbourne Victory are in action against Western Sydney, and this will be Melbourne Cup Eve at Etihad Stadium, where Melbourne Victory at $2.40, the draw at $3.50, and Western Sydney at $2.70. Remarked already, Melbourne Victory winless in the first four rounds, two losses followed by two draws, and Western Sydney, well, they're undefeated, but they've only had one win and three draws so far. So both of those sides looking for maximum points there, Andrew, and at least to give some heart the fact that Melbourne Victory, they're undefeated in their last five A-League matches against the Western Sydney Wanderers, three wins and two draws. But Melbourne Victory desperate to get their first win of the season on Monday night at Etihad Stadium.
Sometimes punters go the adage they're due, but sometimes that doesn't actually turn out that way. So last week against Central Coast, they hovered around even money. Lucky not to lose that game with Central Coast hitting the crossbar twice in about 5 minutes. So buyers beware when you're backing Melbourne Victory just simply because you think they're due. Let's go to the English Premier League, and I know it can be a one-sided affair. Anything you bet on, if it wins, is a win, but there's a big lot of marquee matches on Monday morning, Trent.
Yeah, they backed them up almost towards the end of the round there, Andrew, as you remarked upon. So round 11 this is, and because of Europe going off daylight saving, so now a little bit late to the game. So round 11 does begin at the what will be the traditional time for a few months, 11:30 on Saturday night. Stoke City are at home to Leicester, not the biggest sides at the moment. Stoke City $2.50, the draw $3.10, and Leicester City $2.75. But we'll get to the matches involving the bigger clubs, and the first of these is 4:30 on our Sunday morning. West Ham are at home to Liverpool at London Stadium, where West Ham are $4.50, the draw at $3.75, and Liverpool $1.65. And even though there has been a bit of a gap between the Hammers and the Reds in the past few EPL seasons, the last five times these sides have met, each of them have won on two occasions. So a little bit of form there for West Ham against Liverpool. Then we get to Sunday night at Wembley Stadium, Tottenham, fresh off their UEFA Champions League victory against Real Madrid. They host Crystal Palace, and Tottenham are $1.22. The draw at $6 and Crystal Palace at $10. And Tottenham, well, they did lose to Manchester United in the EPL last week. That snapped a seven-match unbeaten streak with five wins and two draws, and Crystal Palace just have the one win so far and a draw as well in the first 10 rounds of the EPL. And then, as you remarked upon, Andrew, now we have the big ones. Monday morning at 1:15, Manchester City against Arsenal there at Etihad Stadium, where Manchester City are $1.40, the draw at $4.50, and Arsenal $6. Manchester City, yes, to taste defeat after 10 rounds in the EPL. They've had nine wins and a draw, and, well, eight of their last matches have been wins. So they're going beautifully. Arsenal, they've won back-to-back matches in the EPL and four of their last five, but it's going to be a difficult assignment there at Etihad Stadium against Manchester City. And then 3:30 on our Monday morning at Stamford Bridge, you've got Chelsea against Manchester United, where Chelsea are $2.45, the draw at $3, and Manchester United at $2.90. And Chelsea, well, they've won consecutive matches in the EPL, but a bad loss midweek in the UEFA Champions League against Roma. And Manchester United, that win they did have against Tottenham last Saturday night, that halted a two-match winless slide in the EPL. They had a draw and then a loss away to Huddersfield Town. So you've got, that's probably the two biggest ones of the round there, Andrew. Early Monday morning our time, Manchester City $1.40 at home to Arsenal. That'll be at 1:15. And then Chelsea $2.45 at home to Manchester United. That'll be 3:30 there at Stamford Bridge.
All right, important message there for our listeners. Just reminding you, with the change of time zone in the UK, EPL matches a different time this week, but then again, it's a time that means it's going later, so you won't miss the start of the games. You might get an extra hour to get your bets on. So 2 a.m. now, those games that we were used to starting at 1 a.m. and the so-called early game now not underway until around 11:30. And just before we take a break for this part of the Sporting Edge, we might quickly look at the Rugby League World Cup. And Australia probably win every game they play. They're odds on to win the tournament, but they did not cover the tab line last week. They won last week against the English, but they just fell short of covering the line. If they want to cover the line tomorrow night, Trent, they've got to score a lot of points.
They do, because the line is 56.5
56. So they've got to get 57 in front before you're in the money.
Exactly. And France can't score either. So
wow.
Even if France get one try, that's all of a sudden going to put a spanner in the works. So tomorrow night at GIO Stadium in Canberra, well, we haven't got a price for Australia to win. So there you go. France are $51. But that line is 56.5. And even the following night, Andrew, well, in the afternoon, actually, AMI Stadium in Christchurch at 3 o'clock tomorrow. New Zealand are up against Scotland. New Zealand haven't got a price. Scotland's $41 to win the match, and the line is 45.5 points. Probably the most interesting bet so far for the Rugby League World Cup. England play Lebanon at Allianz Stadium on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. England are $1.02. Lebanon are $13. The line is 13.5, but yesterday we did have one punter have 5,015 on Lebanon to defeat England.
Well, there you go. Good luck to that punter. Plenty of one-sided affairs according to the betting. We'll see what happens. More sports betting to be had shortly on the Sporting Edge.
Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the Tab, this is the Winner's Sporting Edge.
Yes, you are with Andrew Q's, Trent Langskill on the line from the Tab, part of RSN 927 sports betting coverage. And let's talk some more sports betting. Although there is a game underway in the baseball, Game 7 has started. Just before we look at some other American sports, Trent, Game 7, the build-up, all of these crazy baseball games, does it create a lot of turnover and hype and betting interest as the games get closer and we progress to a Game 7 this morning?
It has, Andrew, because baseball, it's on pretty much every day from April until September. There's at least, well, on most days you've got 15 games. There are a few days where they might have only 4 to 6 or another day where they might only have 10, but there's always some baseball being played, so it's not as big as, say, the NBA, where there are the featured games that you see during the year on ESPN, but it has been a roller coaster of a series. The Dodgers, they won the first game. They looked like they were about to take a 2-0 lead in the series. Houston battled back. They won game two. Then it went to Houston, the series. Houston got a 2-1 series lead. The Dodgers recovered, made it 2-2. Game five, which was played last Monday, one of the best World Series games I've had the pleasure of sitting down and watching, Andrew, because Houston, they were down 4-0. They were down 7-4. They managed to get a lead of 12-9. Then they blew it in the ninth inning, but they managed to win 13-12 in 10 innings. And then yesterday, the Dodgers won 3-1. So we've got this Game 7, which is happening right now. I will say that during the series, the LA Dodgers, well, they were as much as $3.50 after losing Game 5. And they ended up starting this morning as $1.60 favourites in Houston, $2.35. So happening right now, Game 7 of the World Series to bet live on. You do have to call 133-390, but it's been a tremendous fall classic there in the States.
All right, that's started, but there are still quite a few NBA games that have not started today. You can bet on it, Tab.
That is right. So there's three here, and a couple of these are not too far away. So just after midday, you've got the Denver Nuggets at home to the Toronto Raptors. So you've got the Denver Nuggets at $1.80. The Toronto Raptors at $2. The line is a slender 1.5, and the over-under for the game is 215.5 points. The other game that tips off just after midday, so we've had Denver against Toronto. The other one is Utah up against Portland. So the Utah Jazz at home, $1.62. And the Portland Trail Blazers at $2.30. The line there is 3.5, and the over-under is 192.5 points. So there are a couple of games that are yet to tip off, which aren't too far away there, Andrew. And then around about 1:30, you'll see this on ESPN. The LA Clippers, they're $1.18 at home to the Dallas Mavericks at $5. The line there is a flat 10 at the moment, and the over-under 207.5 points. The Clippers, even though they've lost Chris Paul, who's now a member of the Houston Rockets, they got off to a pretty good start to the season. The Dallas Mavericks, even though they've got Dirk Nowitzki, looks like it's going to be a difficult year for them. So they're the NBA games yet to tip off, and we've also got at the moment, Andrew, the match between the New York Knicks against the Houston Rockets.
Yes, and what about the NFL, where we have a Friday morning game? And I must say that, because I love betting totals, it's been interesting the last few weeks. A few of the games where they were meant to be low scoring have actually gone over the total, and a few of the games where they were meant to be high scoring have actually been lower scoring, if you know what I mean. That KC game the other day went over the game total, even though most people said it was going to be an under, with both teams struggling to score. What's the total points tomorrow if I'm betting on the Bills and the Jets for Friday morning Tab on the NFL?
Well, that is the Thursday night game, so that'll be just before 11:30 tomorrow morning for us. And, well, the over-under at the moment, Andrew, for the game, we've got a couple of different ones, but it's presently at 42.5 points. And there was some weather around the east coast of America last week. We saw games that were being played in New York and also in Washington, D.C., which were severely weather-affected. So always notable to keep a track on the weather as it starts to get a little bit cooler in the States. Who knows, we might see some snow. It might still be a bit too early there, but that's always one thing to consider. But for tomorrow morning's game, our time, the New York Jets are $2.45 and the Buffalo Bills at $1.55. The line is currently at 3.5, once again an over-under of 42.5 points. And then just scrolling down to some of the other featured games for Week 9, Andrew, and at this point we're starting to get a semblance of the teams that are going pretty well at the moment and those that are struggling. So there are some pretty good games that are coming through over the week. A big one in the terms of the NFC South Division, the Carolina Panthers, they're $1.80 at home to the Atlanta Falcons at $2. That'll be 5 o'clock on our Monday morning. So the United States go off daylight saving Sunday our time. So now we're all of a sudden going to see those games starting at 5 o'clock in the morning our time. You've got the New Orleans Saints. They're $1.30 at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at $3.55. Another important game there in the NFC South. The New Orleans Saints are going pretty well at the moment. The game that will be on 7, mate, the Philadelphia Eagles, who have the best record in the NFL at the moment. They're $1.25, and the Denver Broncos have really fallen away in the last month. They're $4 outsiders. The line for the game there is 8.5 points. Then we get to those matches being played just after 8 o'clock on our Monday morning now. The Seattle Seahawks, they're $1.28 at home to the Washington Redskins at $3.70. The line is a flat 7 currently. There was an enthralling game last week. The Seattle Seahawks were at home to the Houston Texans. The game we'll see on 7, mate, the Dallas Cowboys $1.95 and the Kansas City Chiefs $1.85. And then the Sunday night game, which will be Monday 12:30 in the afternoon now for us, Andrew, the Miami Dolphins $2.25 and the Oakland Raiders $1.65. The line there is 3.5. The Miami Dolphins, they've had a topsy-turvy season. They're 4-3, but very poor on offense, and they traded away their running back Ajayi during the week to the Philadelphia Eagles. A little bit of a surprise there. And the Oakland Raiders, after starting the season with consecutive wins, they've really fallen off the pace. They didn't have their quarterback Derek Carr for a couple of the games, but they look like being a real threat for the Super Bowl at the start of the season, and it hasn't worked out that way. So there's some of the feature matches for Week 9 of the NFL starting tomorrow morning just before 11:30.
You're with Andrew Hughes. Trent Langsell from the TAB. Sports betting in recent years is certainly heading in an upward direction. RSN 927, part of the commitment to TAB, talking sports betting. Bring it back home, Trent. The NBL, and I mentioned before about the EPL with a change of time, just be aware. Not a change of time in New Zealand, but nothing like people missing out on putting a bet on and then saying, gee, I would have backed that. Just keep aware, we've got two NBL games today. We'll talk Melbourne United in a moment, but if you're driving home from the office late today or from a race meeting, there'll be a game underway just after 5:30 today, so be aware of that, Trent.
That is right, over in Auckland, where the New Zealand Breakers are $1.70 and the Adelaide 36ers at $2.15. The line there is presently 2.5 points and the over-under is 176.5 points. But the one we'll be keeping a closer eye on tonight there, Andrew, 7:30 at Hisense Arena, Melbourne United, who have been a little bit shaky after the trip when they played the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're $1.33 against the Cairns Taipans at $3.35. The line is 6.5 points. Just in the margin betting, you've got Melbourne United by 11 plus $2.50 and then 1 to 10 at $3. Cairns by 1 to 10 at $4 and by 11 or more at $8. And the over-under for the game is currently 165.5 points. So after four rounds, Melbourne United with a 2-3 record and Cairns with a 3-3 record. So pretty evenly matched. And I will say in the early game, New Zealand there 4-1 after four rounds and Adelaide 4-2 after four rounds of this season. So the NBL starting to get into a bit more of a swing, Andrew. Obviously, there was a bit of interruption as well with the NBL sides heading over to play some of the NBA teams. And Melbourne United was one of them when they played the Oklahoma City Thunder.
All right. And we're going to wrap it up in a minute or so. Just quickly, remind listeners, we've got golf today. Traditional golfing starting times, USA tonight in the night time, European Tour late arvo today.
That's right. So the European Tour event is the Turkish Airlines Open, teeing off at 6:15 tonight. And Justin Rose, who was the winner last week of the WGC HSBC Champions event in Shanghai, is the $9 equal favourite with Henrik Stenson, Tyrrell Hatton at 12, Matthew Fitzpatrick at 17, and then Tommy Fleetwood, the best of the others, at $19. And the PGA Tour event is from Las Vegas. It'll be just teeing off just after 1 o'clock in the morning. It's the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. And Tony Finau, the $15 favourite, Webb Simpson at 17, Patrick Cantlay at 19, and then it's $26 or better the rest. So of the two tournaments, clearly the better names there, Andrew, are at the Turkish Airlines Open there as it gets towards the end of the European Tour season.
Thank you, Trent. This has been the Sporting Edge on RSN 927.